Welcome, dear ones, to our midweek church service on this 30th of August, 2023, the last Wednesday in August. Welcome to those that may be joining us on the phone or listening to the recording. I'm glad to have you in fellowship with us once again. God is good. He is in control. Things are moving forward according to His perfect will. The message is spreading farther and wider. Converts are occurring daily, and Jesus is being exalted more than He was in the past. So praise God, we're a day closer to getting off of this wicked world. A day closer to the great controversy coming to an end and God having a universe completely cleansed and free from rebellion. Our opening song is titled All the Way. And may we indeed go all the way, not part way, with our Lord. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divine is comfort, here by faith in Him to dwell. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whate'er befall me, Jesus doeth all things well.
All the way my Savior leads me, cheers each winding path I tread, gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see, gushing from the rock before me, though a spring of joy I see.
All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of His love, perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I rave to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day, this my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song through endless ages, Jesus led me all the way.
Amen. And what a joy it will be to praise the Lord for all eternity. And not just there in heaven or on the new earth, but throughout the vast universe. What a privilege and an honor that is. Well, please join with me in opening prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much for thy great love, thy merciful kindness, thy long suffering to each one of us. We thank you for providing a way of escape from sin and death and the prospect of eternal life in happiness, joy, love, peace, and contentment. We meet here in the name of Jesus, and we pray that thy presence, the presence of our Savior, the Holy Spirit, as well as the heavenly angels, will be in control of this meeting and all around the listening hearts. Spirit, I pray that you will plant the love of God in our hearts. Appreciation and gratefulness for the many and wonderful blessings that have been bestowed upon us. And a tongue to praise their name from whom all blessings flow. We pray that the devil and all of his influences will be shut out, that darkness will be driven away, and we may be bathed in the light of heaven and joy in the presence of our God. We thank you for the many and wonderful blessings that you've bestowed upon us, bringing my precious mother home from the hospital and allowing her to be quickly on the road to recovery. We also thank you that the lightministries.com website is now off lock and will soon be transferred. And we pray that you will keep the door open and remove any barriers to the website so that it may be back online unhindered once again. Thank you for thy mercy and for the grace to patiently wait for this to occur. We thank you also that the glory of our Lord is indeed filling this earth. And soon, just like the waters fill the ocean, this world will be ablaze with the plan of salvation, the knowledge of redemption, and an exalted Savior making it possible. We pray that you'll be with those that need your help. Pray, dear Savior, as the great physician that you are and the mighty deliverer, that you will bring healing relief, whether mental, physical, or spiritual, to those looking to thee for help, according to thy perfect will. Bring freedom and escape to those that are in bondage, that are going through great tribulation and trial, that are facing situations that require your divine intervention. And thank you so much for hearing and answering each petition and prayer according to thy perfect will and timing, and for the grace to patiently wait for that timing to be right. Be with those that were unable to attend. Pray that you will grant them a wonderful remaining week and bring them into fellowship again soon. And thank you so much that we have this time to come apart from the cares of our daily and weekly lives and to spend it with thee in praising your name, in manifesting a grateful heart, in singing praises to thee, and in prayer to thee, especially intercessory prayer for one another. We thank you for hearing and answering this prayer, and especially for being in our midst. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Welcome, dear Sister Jean. Well, dear ones, I want to start out this time in giving you a brief testimony on what's taking place with the lightministries.com website. On June 29, I had to change the email address, the contact address to the website, and that initiated a 60-day hold or lock, is what they call it. And the website cannot be transferred for those 60 days. It's a security issue or a safety protocol, because apparently there's been a lot of hijacking of people's websites or domain names. And so they put that 60-day lock on it, so that there's plenty of time given to the owners of the domain that's been hijacked to reclaim their domain from the hijackers. So I can understand the security issue, but then that pushed my being able to transfer the domain to another registrar until August 29. So I was told to wait till the 30th, but I didn't wait. I checked yesterday morning. And lo and behold, I could remove the lock and I started transfer proceedings. The registrar where it is has a 3-day waiting period before they will issue me a transfer code. And then with that transfer code, I can then go to any other registrar I want and have the website transferred from the current registrar to the new registrar. And so I have to wait until maybe Friday morning. I'm hoping tomorrow morning, maybe Friday morning, before I can transfer it to a new registrar that I already have chosen. So that's great news. And again, thank you for your prayers and your thoughts on this matter. It's been a long haul. There's a little more left to do. And so once the 3 days are up, I can then send the transfer code to the new registrar, and then that moving of the domain from the current registrar to the new registrar can take 5 days. It doesn't have to take 5 days. It could be really quick, but they say up to 5 days. So that would then push having lightministries.com back on the web to the middle of next week, or the towards the ending of next week. We're hoping it don't take that long. We hope to have it back online by Sabbath. But these things are above my control, and if I become a squeaky wheel, things could be delayed. So I'm playing very low key at the moment, trying not to talk to anyone at the current registrar, but doing it all on my own through my control panel. And so far, there has been no problems doing it that way. So please keep it in prayer for God to blind the eyes and the awareness of the agents of the devil that has kept the site offline now for 2.5 months. And that we can get it transferred and away from their control before they're aware it has occurred. So thank you so much for keeping that in your prayers and thoughts. Are there any other testimonies, any songs that you would like to sing, prayer requests that you would like to bring forth? Please go right ahead.
Verify for me, will you? Why you started to, why you're leaving the registrar or whatever it was, why you're needing to transfer your website to some other domain, I don't know what you even call the thing, but why the big change in?
back in June, the registrar we were with raised their monthly rate about $300 more than what they were charging per month.
Okay.
So then I was looking for a registrar to transfer the domain away from the high-priced one to another one, and was given the suggestion to use Bluehost. So I transferred it over to Bluehost, and then come to find out Bluehost was a subsidiary of Network Solutions. So I already had an account with Network Solutions. I canceled the transfer to Bluehost, initiated the transfer to Network Solutions, and we've had nothing but problems ever since. So once the high-priced registrar was no longer in control of lightministries.com and Network Solutions was, the website went down, and it has been down ever since. And nothing that I have, no changes that I have made to the control in the control panel for lightministries.com has worked, or it has been reversed from the changes I made. And any change you make to a, they call it a DNS record or an A record and so on. Any changes you make there take 2 days to go throughout the web. So if I change the name from Bluehost and point it over to another hosting service, it takes 2 days for that to occur. And then at the end of 2 days, come to find out the change was reversed, or the change didn't go through, or it was changed to something else that I didn't request. So since June 15 all the way up to today, the changes that I have made trying to get the website online have not taken place, or have been reversed, or have purposely been changed to something that I did not request. So, the last resort is to transfer my domain to another registrar who would then have control of the DNS record and the A record, and I would have a control panel to make whatever changes that I wanted to. And Lord willing, this new registrar is not going to be of the same spirit as the current registrar is. And I guess the only way around it is to have my own server and to have my own registrar operation to where I can control my own domain without having a middleman to make the changes for me. But in order to have my own server, I need a very fast connection with a lot of bandwidth, and of course I don't have that ability. So that's why I am in the process of transferring it from the current registrar, who's not favorable at all to lightministries.com, to a different registrar that, Lord willing, will not prevent the changes that I have made to my own domain from occurring. So it's in God's hands. I mean, I can only do as much as I can do, and then what I can't do, I have to look to God to accomplish.
Wow. But somehow we're still able to be on Zoom, is that it? And even though we can't access your website?
Well, Zoom is not connected with the website, which is fantastic. It's a separate platform. And so as long as you have the link, then you can get into Zoom and we can continue conducting church services regardless of whether lightministries.com is online or not, or any of the domains are online or not. But through all this, the Lord has impressed upon me that I need to have more than just one website available where the material on the website can be accessed. So lightministries.com is the main site. It's down at the moment, but you can go and see the same material at ltblministries.com, at lettherebelightministries.com, there's a couple more that I could actually put on there. But that way, if one or more websites go offline, there's still one or more that can be visited on the web and access the material that's on the website. So it's definitely a learning experience, but praise God for allowing at least part of the website to still be accessible, and that is through ltblministries.com or lettherebelightministries.com.
Okay, now I understand.
Well, praise the Lord. Yeah, and we haven't been able to put a newsletter out because the lightministries.com/SDA section, where the newsletters are found, is not accessible. So when Light Ministries comes back online, and the SDA section with the newsletters is now accessible. We got a lot to put in the new newsletter that's going out. But praise God, He is working things according to His perfect will.
Amen. And I wanted to praise the Lord. We had a nurse come out today to follow up with my case. And we were talking about a lot of things. And we found out that she was a Seventh-day Adventist. And so we discussed things for a while. And when she found out that we followed the Bible and followed Jesus, and she was quite interested in what religion we were, and so we just said it's a religion of following Jesus and the Bible. And so then she asked if she could have prayer with us, and we said yes. And she prayed for healing in my case. And I gave her the name of Let There Be Light Ministries for an online ministry. So if we can keep her in prayer, she does attend church, a Seventh-day Adventist church somewhere. But it was quite nice to have a nurse have prayer with everyone that was here. Her name is Florence.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I hope she visits LetThereBeLightMinistries.com. at least she'll get part of the, about 90% of the website. There's some hard links on there that are directly connected to LightMinistries.com that won't be accessible until that domain is back online. But she'll have 90% access to what's available there. So that, who would guess, you know, that there would be an Adventist nurse that would come out there. That's a very providential.
Yeah, she's connected with St. Jude's, home health services. And, she was quite interesting talking about the school system and how they were trying to indoctrinate young children in kindergarten even and first grade into gender, believing in the gender, and it's terrible what they're doing in the public school nowadays as far as trying to control children without their parents' knowledge. It's really sinister.
Yes, it is. And if ever there was a time to keep your kids out of the secular educational system, and even in the religious educational system, it is now. The problem with the religious educational system is if their church headquarters has received any kind of grants from the federal government, then that grant is like a hook that forces the religious institution to abide by federal guidelines. And that includes the indoctrination of the children in the gay and lesbian and transvestite and transgender and all other kinds of erisms. So that there will be no quote unquote discrimination. So they have to, their accepting of the grant forces them to accept what the federal government guidelines are for the educational system in their religious, schools. And that's the problem with taking that carrot from the federal government is the rest of the cart comes with it, you know. And they'd have to pay back all that money and whatever fines on top of that. if they refuse to follow the federal guidelines. So if they've received hundreds of millions of dollars in federal grants and then they decide that they're not going to follow the guidelines, they have to pay back all of those hundreds of millions of dollars. And so that forces the domination to go along with the guidelines. And there's not much more they can do about it unless they want their denomination bankrupt.
Isn't that what happened with La Sierra College and teaching evolution? Back in the 70s, I think it was, they had to start teaching evolution in the college. And it was because they had accepted federal grant money.
Yeah, I would not doubt it. That's... Anyway, go ahead, sister.
I did not understand too much about grants. But when I was in college, I'd been there 2 years. And to finish, I applied for, I guess it was a grant, but it was to me, I thought. And I was approved, but by that time I had decided that I was quitting school and going to work my way and pay my way instead of, and so I said, I turned the grant away. But I think that still that money didn't come directly to me. Yes, it was going to pay my bill, but it was going to go directly to the school. So that kind of opened my eyes to this grant money. People think, oh, the school isn't getting the grant. Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, and there may be a difference between a personal grant, you know, for an individual student versus a grant to the organization or to the institution. I think that's where the strings come along with it when it goes to the institution as a body instead of just to a individual student to help pay the debt. But I may be wrong in that. It's just anything that the federal government wants to do within a religious body is suspect. Greatly suspect. Because why would you want the state having any kind of fingers in a religious institution to begin with? You know, why would you want to even crack open the door and let the state in? It's not very good practice.
I've got a problem. My daughter and I do, let's put it that way. She's discovered it first. She came home from work one night, and there was a pig in the yard. I don't know what she did, but apparently the pig took off and went home. Well, I think it was the next day when I came home, there were three little piggies running around. I honked and beeped at them, and they ran across the road, and I beeped some more, and they took off across the field, and I assumed home. But my daughter said, well, yeah, they dug up all around there. Well, yeah, they dug up they were rooting a big area of the field. She has it planted to grass, but field. And all along the fence line where we have two grapevines. I think the grapevines are okay, but how much more damage they can take, I don't know. Well, today I went out to water the tomatoes in her raised bed. When I went to turn on the water, I looked up and here was a whole area around her mulberry tree that we got a lot of nice mulberries off of this year, all dug up. And the people that have the pigs keep their gate shut. They have a dog around the house, in the house mostly. I'm a little bit hesitant to go through the gate and up to the house. I don't know their name. I don't have their street address to be able to look anything up. I don't know how to get hold of these people and ask them if they will please make sure their pigs don't get out. So I'm asking, I have a prayer request that God will somehow either open these people's eyes to what is going on or keep the pigs out of our yard. Because if they get to that tomato patch, there's a lot of good tomatoes that they will ruin. Thank you.
Oh, definitely keep it in prayer. You also might consider calling animal control and letting them know of the problem, and then they will be able to trace out who owns the pigs and have them make sure that their fencing system is adequate to keep them in, or they will be fined. So that may be another, instead of you trying to do it yourself, allow animal control to do it. And you can do that anonymously. The owners of the pigs don't have to know who actually called animal control.
That will be a new one for animal control in this area.
Well, and the pigs may be wild. They may not belong to anyone in particular. They're just wild. If there's an open field out there, you know.
No, they're not wild because they knew where to go.
All righty. Okay. But that may be something you want to consider. That way you don't have to worry about it. It's now being taken care of.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
Up in Oregon, correct me, dear, if I'm wrong, but if a dog, you know, strays into your yard, you can take the dog back and you tell the owners, they've been in my yard, please keep them out. But if they get, after a while, if the dog comes back, then by law, you can actually take care of that animal, as in shooting it or whatever. But, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but anyway. But you give the owner a chance to take care of the animal or to remove it. But I've just learned through Oregon, is this like, if the animal strays onto your property again, after you've warned the owners, then you can actually shoot the animal.
Yeah, no. If the animal is threatening your life or your property, then you can shoot the animal if it's on your property. But you can restrain the animal. Like if it's a cow or a donkey or whatever, you can actually pen the animal up on your property, and the owner of that animal has to bargain with you to get the animal back. So that is something you can do. Now with a dog or a cat, it may be a bit hard to pen them up. But again, that's why we have animal control, is they can take care of that situation for you. And if the owner refuses to contain their animal, then they will have to pay a fine. And so that is a great incentive for them not allowing their animal to roam wherever it wants to roam and cause whatever damage it is. Like with those pigs, they can do a lot of surface damage in a very short time. And the bigger they are, the more damage that they can cause.
Thank you for clarifying that more. I sit corrected.
Yeah, it's a learning experience. I personally would not want to shoot any animal. In fact, I couldn't shoot any animal because I don't own any guns. But I have a God who is a great protector, and he created the animals, so he can definitely control the animals. Are there any other prayer requests or testimonies, songs, praises that you'd like to give? Please go right ahead. Yeah, let me put that in the room. Would you like to start us out, dear brother?
Let's see if I can do it. Be still, my soul, the Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end.
Be still, my soul, thy God doth undertake to guide the future as he has the past. Thy hope, thy confidence, let nothing shake. All now mysterious shall be bright at last. Be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice, who rule them while he dwells below.
Be still, my soul, when dearest friends depart, and all is darkened in the veil of tears, then shalt thou better know his love, his heart, who comes to soothe thy sorrow and thy tears. Be still my soul, thy Jesus can repay from his own fullness all he takes away.
Be still my soul, the hour is hastening on. When we shall be forever with the Lord, when disappointment, grief, and fear are gone, sorrow forgot, love's purest joys restored. Be still, my soul, when change and fears are past, all safe and blessed we shall meet at last.
And be still my soul, begin the song of praise. On earth believing to thy Lord on high, acknowledge him in all thy words and ways, so shall he view thee with a well-pleased eye. Be still my soul, the Son of Life Divine, through passing clouds shall but more brightly shine. Amen. Great request, dear brother. Are there any other song requests, songs that you'd like to sing, prayer requests, praises that you'd like to give, dear ones? Please go right ahead. Here's an older hymn. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wistful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Oh, the transporting raft. No, let's see. Am I starting that out right?
Oh, the transporting rapturous sea
that raises to my side sweet fields arrayed in living green. And rivers of delight. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Thank you for starting me out.
Over all those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the Son forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
No chilling winds or poisonous breath can reach that healthful shore. Sickness and sorrow, pain and death are felt and feared no more. I am bound for the promise. Land, I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
No chilling wind, excuse me. When I shall reach that happy place, I'll be forever blessed. For I shall see my Father's face and in his bosom rest. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Fill with delight my raptured soul would here no longer stay. Though Jordan's waves around me roll, fearless I launch away. I am bound for the promised land, I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
I went to the church hymnal to find the words and the music to this, but their music is not the tune that we're singing. That didn't help me any.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. Sometimes it's because I've gone through it and said, well, that doesn't sound quite doctrinally right, so I will alter the words a little bit to make it truthful. But other times there's many different versions, and I guess it depends on which hymnal you have.
Yes, but I'm speaking of the tune. The tune we sang is not the tune in the church hymnal.
Do you know music tune enough, music note enough to sing what they have?
No, I tried it. I said, this doesn't fit.
Well, I have the tune on a CD, so I know it has to be right. Yeah, it'd be interesting to know what other tune they have. I've come across other songs that have completely different tunes for it. And I've always wondered how that happens. You know, did someone only have the lyrics and they developed a tune all their own? Well, you know, the original songwriter had their own particular tune. But who knows? Are there any other requests, any other prayer requests, anything else that you'd like to share before we open it up to a season of prayer? Please go right ahead, dear ones.
Yes, I have a request. Sylvia Mason here is facing the end. She has 4 tumors in her lungs, cancerous tumors. She had a PET scan here a while back, and things are worse this time than they were several years ago. I think in 17 when she was first diagnosed, she went on a certain protocol for a while and things got better and she slacked off, and here recently she hasn't been feeling too good, so she finally went down and spent the money to get another PET scan, and she's in pretty bad shape. She's talking like, "Lord, if my death will bring my sons back to you, I'm ready to go." I ask any interest in your prayers. She would do if she were here.
Brother Dick, is she on oxygen? Does she have oxygen, you know, that she's on every day?
Not, evidently hasn't gotten that low yet, but she has, it costs $700 a month for all the supplements she's on, and somebody recently volunteered from California to help her, and they said they wouldn't charge her. The woman is a doctor of some variety. Yeah, but Sylvia says, "I'm not willing to travel to California." Well, I don't blame her. And turns out her daughter told her that she didn't have to. It would all be done over the phone and by correspondence and WhatsApp, you know, communications. But if she goes, this place goes to pieces. She's the mortar that holds everything together and runs things. We don't want to see her go. I tell her, "You can't go. You're 10 years younger than I am. I have to go first." But only the Lord knows.
As far as the oxygen goes, I am on oxygen at home, and it's made such a big difference. Because I went to the hospital this time with a small blood clot in my lung, and it had cut down on the amount of air I was getting, and I didn't know how much. All I knew is I couldn't sleep good at night. I kept waking up, and during the daytime I would sit in a chair and go to sleep. And I didn't even know that I would drop off. I would just wake up and my outlook was pretty depressed. And when they found out it was the blood clot in my lung, they put me on oxygen. And what a difference it made, just 2 liters. And I could sleep very good at night. I didn't fall asleep in the chair anymore. And my outlook brightened up considerably. Depression can really ruin a person's outlook and make you think, when am I going to die? It'll be welcome. But when you can breathe right and the oxygen helps, you have hope that, okay, I can hang on.
So plenty of oxygen takes away the snore motor. That's an added benefit.
I'm asking for prayer, please. It seems that my ears have plugged up again with fluid. When Brother Bob was here the last time here, I had to go to the urgent care. And they're saying that it's related with allergies. And so they gave me some things. They gave me some medicine for like pain, and they told me to get like a antihistamine or something like that. They gave me something, and then they gave me like the stuff that you can use, like a nasal spray. Well, I used that and it made it worse this last time. But then it started to go away. And then now all of a sudden it's back. And it's like, I feel like I'm talking in a tunnel. And when people talk, it's like they're very muffled sounding. And it's very hard to hear. And I don't like this, but could you just please keep me in prayer? And I'm hoping that when we go back to Oregon, it will clear up and stuff. So just please keep me in prayer. I've tried cleaning my ears out. I've tried, other things, sleeping with the heating pad, and whenever I sleep on my pillow, it's like I can hear the fluid sloshing in there. And I don't like it, but anyway. And sometimes my ears are very, very painful. And then it's like I can't sleep at night. So if you could just please keep me in prayer, I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
We will do so. Are there any other requests? Well, let's go ahead and open it up to a season of prayer, and I will start, and whoever wants to pray afterwards, please do so. Please join with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for this great privilege of being able to come before thy throne, before you, and humbly bring our requests and petitions and know that they will be answered by your loving concern for us as our Father. Thank you, Savior, for making this all possible by being the connecting link between us and our Father. And thank you for this privilege of meeting together from various parts of the world and to unite in praising thy name and singing to thy glory and honor and being able to talk with you and present our requests and know that they will be heard and answered according to thy perfect will. Father, we pray that you will be with all the requests that have been brought forward here in the room and also the silent requests that are known only to the people themselves. We lift up Florence, who was the Adventist nurse that came to visit Sister Joan, and we pray that you will work upon her heart and encourage her to visit the website and to come more in contact with the present truth. We also pray that you'll be with the situation there with Sister Jean and the destruction that the pigs are bringing to their property. We pray that you will prevent this from continuing to occur. And thank you for intervening in this situation. We pray that you'll be with Sister Sylvia in her affliction and sickness. We pray that you will intervene in the spreading of the disease and to keep it localized and not progressing. It would be wonderful if she could be healed through the simple remedies, but we leave this in thy hands and allow thy perfect will to occur. We also pray, dear Father, that if it is your will, that she rests, that you will allow the situation there to become stabilized and not uncertain. And thank you for doing so. We also pray for Sister Michelle's ears that the fluid will drain and will no longer be plugged up with pressure and pain. And we thank you so very much for intervening in these areas. We also pray that the lightministry.com domain will be able to be transferred to the right registrar so that it will again be online without being held back from being a witness on the internet worldwide. We also pray for all the other prayer requests that have been brought forward in other meetings or the silent requests of the heart that you and the individual only knows. Thank you for hearing and answering all of these requests and petitions according to thy perfect will and timing. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful, loving, compassionate Father that you are. And Savior, thank you for purifying this prayer with the incense of your righteousness and allowing each word to be exactly where it needs to be in perfect sequence so that the prayer is the best possible to come before our great Father. And dear Spirit, we also ask that you will indict all of the prayers that will or have been brought forth, that you will add on to the prayers the things we should have prayed for but did not know how to. And thank you so much for doing so. We claim Romans 8:26. Thank you, Father, that the Sabbath will soon be here, and we have another wonderful time to come together and to worship thee from whom all blessings flow. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Dear Father in heaven, thank you so much for this opportunity to come together and share what's going on in our lives and in our family. And thank you that we can talk to you about it personally and that you have the power to help. Thank you for giving us hope. Thank you for giving us the demonstration of many prayers answered in miraculous ways, and that you're the same God that can do the same thing. We pray that you have control over our lives, and we're so thankful that you are protecting us. Give us peace, knowing that we've brought our problems to you and that you have our cases in your hand. And thank you, dear God, for being a God of love, because love is the perfect remedy for everything. You are a God of love, and you have shown us how to love others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Loving Father in heaven, I wish to unite my prayer with those you've heard so far and those who will follow. We thank you that we can come here on Wednesday night to study your word, fellowship together. We have our requests. Number one over here is Sylvia Mason, that you would lay your healing hand on her and bring her back up. You know that she's willing to go if that's what it takes to save her sons. Thy will be done in that regard. But you know, we would like to keep her around. Bless Melody, the daughter, who's going to be traveling to Europe tomorrow to carry a message of prayer and hope to the people of Scotland, I believe it is. Keep her traveling mercies. Keep the planes flying. We thank you that Bob's website is going to get back up soon. And we're looking forward to that and praying to that end. Bless each one that came to the meeting tonight. Be with those who didn't come for whatever reason. Help us to do our best to get ready for your coming and help others get ready. You know, I've been praying that some people would get out of New York, any city, but this person lives in New York, and I'm encouraging them to get out before something like happened in Maui happens up there. You know, the wicked forces that caused that fire and took the lives of many people and lots of property. They did the same thing in Paradise. And who knows where the next place will be. We just ask for your protection over your people. And thy will be done in Jesus' name.
And amen. Dear ones, are there any last thoughts that you'd like to share before we close tonight's service? Please go right ahead. Well, dear ones, go with God, continue in prayer, continue watching and working and looking up till we meet again.
Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up. He will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest cloud will roll away. No, do not doubt, but keep on looking.